WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Flap with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
It is the return of WWE Saturday Night's Main Event this Saturday on NBC. It's back, which means we got to talk about it. This is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. He didn't use Twitch Prime, but he did sub for 22 months in a row. Thanks, Brent. He said nothing. So, that's cool. I'm the producer. There is an intern. Or he's not unmuting. Either one. We also have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'm not coughing my lungs up, so I'll say hi. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right across the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Come and join us in the chat room. Those of you listening and not paying attention to anything on the internet, I know you can say, hey, what are you talking about tonight? Well, Rock, kind of told you some of the stuff we're going to be talking about tonight.
I told you about some of the stuff we're talking about. Your mic is a little funky as well. Anyway, it was making there's interference noises, static interference noises.
Weird. Yep. Are you picking up my TV?
Nope. Now it's just click, 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 click.
Yeah, no, it's picking something up. I can't hear it myself, but I can sure see it.
So, yeah, we're doing great, Chad. This has been a fun show. Last night, internet goes down. And now we're here.
Brent's disappeared. I guess he's rebooting.
He was, the call was still trying to connect for him for like 7 minutes. So, we're off to a great start here on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Chat, we're going to be talking about WWE Saturday Night's Main Event. We're also going to be talking about the New Day and everything that happened this past Monday when they went from good guys to bad guys, Tim.
They did go from good guys to bad guys. Of course, the entire tease was they were going to break up after 10 years and announce it on the 10-year anniversary. However, they were interrupted.
By Big E.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff going out there in the last week and change about Big E. Some are saying that he will probably get cleared to wrestle, and that's why he showed up. Others are saying it was his way of saying goodbye, because he's never going to wrestle again.
Those are answers.
Those are the two options that you have. The only two.
He's leaving, or his contract's coming up and he's done.
Well, there is also that possibility too. So those are the only two plus one
at least three options, you know. Or he's hanging around, so you know, being part of the pre-shows like he's been for the last 6-7 months.
Yeah, and hanging around at the PLEs and doing the preview thing at the desk with everybody. I think the way they handled that was great. I mean, I have never seen a heel turned on quite that way before, especially with a tag team. They're going to tease that they're breaking up and they're going to spend 3 months on the tease minimum, only to have them re-solidify their tag team union. And basically, without throwing one single smack at the wrong person, turn heel.
I've been saying for weeks on the post show, whenever the question is asked, it's, you know, this whole New Day angle, it's like, I said all along, Big E was going to bring them together. And sure as shit, Big E brought them together.
One way or another, yeah. Personally, I don't think that Big E is done wrestling. I think that this is leading to his eventual return in the new year.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's going to get cleared to actually be able to work again. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, Daniel Bryan was never supposed to wrestle again. Edge was never supposed to wrestle again. Stone Cold was supposed to have a hard time walking. Never mind wrestle again. They all came back.
But TJ has not wrestled again.
Yeah, well, TJ's broken neck was a bit worse.
I think Big E's...
Bobby hasn't returned.
Bobby hasn't returned. Big E, I think, is closer to TJ than Edge.
Yeah.
In terms of injury.
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering, TJ, my buddy TJ Wilson, better known in WWE as Tyson Kidd, in case you didn't know.
But in terms of seriousness, I think he's closer there than Edge or Bryan were. Even though he didn't need surgery, it was that type of closeness for it.
His injury is closer to TJ Wilson's than it was to Daniel Bryan's, yes. But the fact that he didn't need the surgery was always seen as a potentially positive sign. So, the thing about it is, we're not going to know until it happens. And either he's going to return to the ring and knock Xavier Woods' head against Kofi's and smarten him up, you know, air quotes. Or we're going to read, and he's going to post on social media, that the retirement's official and permanent.
Or a third option, he you know, sees what they're talking about.
AEW.
No, sees what they're talking about and realigns with them in their heel role.
Yeah, which would be a subset of the first thing I mentioned. Yes, yes. So, what do you think, Brent?
In general or on Big E specifically?
Yeah, how's the weather? I mean, this whole angle on Monday Night Raw where Big E made his return and brought the other two back together, but they're united against him now.
I thought the way that they went about it was good, because everything up to that point was teasing Xavier splitting from Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
That the New Day was going to just ultimately implode, and, you know, E would try to bring them together, and, you know, I thought it would be something like either Xavier took a shot at E or something to really drive the point home. It was going to be like, oh, there's this retrospective, and then Woods being like, because everything up to this point had been like, we're living in the past, we're living, you know, off of being this goofy group, and lead, you know, we need to kind of straighten up. We need to, you know, I'm supposed to be the QB, Kofi, you said that. And then it's like, it all started to take a turn while they were talking of like, yeah, but wait, you weren't here. And you started, and then it was like, oh, Kofi's shifted here. Oh, shit. Which is fine, because what it does is it helps make Big E sympathetic, because he can't, as of right now, he can't fight back. he's someone who, like, was essentially the spiritual leader of the New Day for a while. And now we get, you know, for lack of a better term, we get a soulless New Day with Kofi and Xavier going more heel, going more just angry. And E can still sit there in the booth and help it and help the angle along from there. So in terms of the overall story, I like how it's gone because, again, it kind of subverted what we thought. It was like, okay, we're going to get E versus, or we're going to get Xavier versus Kofi. This is how it's going to draw out. And now it's like, no, they're going to keep them as a tag team, but they're going to get an edge and not the one that's in AEW now, like emotional edge. And E can still do what he's been doing without that kind of specter of, well, when is he going to come back? When is he going to, you know, be part of the trio again? They've essentially cut that off now of like, we don't need you anymore. We're our own thing now. And of course, this all comes off of reports that this is where Orlando or Odyssey was supposed to be, and this is how it was supposed to ultimately end up. But when Odyssey Jones was silently removed from the company, they took it in a slightly different direction, but ultimately got to the same point with just two people. And now 10 years of memories are flushed down the toilet.
No more Bootios.
No more Francesca.
No more trombone.
Like I said, Francesca.
No more pancakes.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Meanwhile, I'm huffing in frustration. I'm watching my hockey game, and the other guys just scored.
And the funny thing is, like, we thought we were going to get to a point where it's like, oh, we don't have the Usos as a tag team. Oh, we don't have the New Day as a tag team. And, I mean, the Usos aren't technically a tag team, but they could be. They were in War Games together, and we still have the New Day as a tag team still. So, still have that in case we need it.
So Jimmy and Jay reuniting to take him on.
I mean, it would be interesting this time around to see, because it's like we've seen New Day mostly as a face against the Usos. Mm-hmm. And the Usos were like, you know, one of the big clips they were showing around the 10-year celebration mark was that moment when Big E and Xavier were trying to, you know, when they were going through the tag team gauntlet for Kofi, and they had to win all those matches to get Kofi the shot, and the Usos came out and basically were like, you know, hey, we respect you, we're forfeiting, good luck, and walking away. And now we're going to get, possibly, we could in the next, within the year, or however long they want to do this, if the New Day stay heel, we could get that kind of inverse of the Usos as the face team, and the New Day as the assholes. Yeah.
We've never had that, and it's been 10 long years, but I love them still the same.
I also still love that the New Day recreated, as part of all of this, the barbershop window segment with each other. Kofi being Sean. Loved that.
Kofi came dangerously close to breaking character at one point. Something Big E said, and Kofi had to turn away from him. You could see the grin starting to form on his face.
Well, breaking people during segments isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, hell, Sammy did it the entire time he was in the Bloodline.
Oh, I got news for you. That entire roster does their damnedest on every other show to try to get the other guy to break character in the ring.
All right, just fun.
So it all goes in with all the ribs and everything else like that. And been scrolling through reels on Facebook, the short little video clips, catching all of these podcasts that Undertaker has done. And he's talked about stuff like this.
But yeah, ultimately, the biggest interesting thing about the New Day is they have been a marketing juggernaut for WWE and the merchandise.
Stole my word.
And now they're going to be heels, so they're not going to necessarily market that kind of stuff. I mean, you still have people who are making money hand over fist for them. I'm looking at you, Cody Rhodes. But it's going to be interesting to see how a heel New Day does in that respect.
You're a successful heel team if your merchandise stays, sales stay static. If not increase. I don't think Kofi and Xavier are going to be hurting at all with that.
No, because I think those two know how to play heels, and especially because since they are genuine good guys, like, in the true nature of things, like, Xavier's freaking hilarious and just a really stand-up kind of guy. Getting the chance to play a heel means he can turn into the skid and be like, okay, I can act out on all of those things that I don't normally do for the purpose of being on camera. It's funny. And you've seen that a little bit with Biggie's girlfriend on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. The bombs that they're throwing at each other ever since Monday are hilarious.
Keeping it kayfabe.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, well, I guess I don't have to worry about, you know, inviting y'all over for dinner anymore. And I think Xavier responded like, well, that means I don't have to have any of your dry ass food anymore. And she like responded something else like, you know, oh, well, I guess that goes with your attitude, so it's fine. I mean, it was just like boom, 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 back and forth. It was fantastic.
You know, you can tell she was having a lot of fun doing it, just reading between the lines on the tweets.
Oh, it just adds to everything, because now you can point that out on TV if you want to.
Yeah, but let me just give everybody listening a clue when I ask you this question, Brent. When was the last time we saw Austin Creed as a heel?
When the New Day really first came about.
There you go. They spent 1 week as a heel team.
They were a little bit more, because when they did the Power of Positivity, a lot of people weren't jiving with it. No, and then it's just like, it went over.
They were heels for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was making a point. It's 10 years. They were heels for a week. It's like an extended minute. But yeah.
Anyways.
But it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I'm still holding out hope Big E is able to come back.
I think a lot of people are, but doesn't mean it will happen.
I think they've got plans in place just for him not. Like, if he can, great, more power to him. I believe in the long run of it, they're just like, we have to go, like, he's not.
So that's the New Day coming up this Saturday on NBC at 8 p.m. Eastern. Will be the return of WWE's Saturday night's main event.
I was thinking earlier they could have turned it into a PLE.
I mean, it will also be on Peacock, but it will be on NBC.
Mm-hmm. And in countries that still carry it, WWE Network.
Is it? I don't think so.
Yeah, I actually read that late today, that countries that still have the WWE Network will be able to watch it on there.
Okay.
They don't have Peacock.
So. Okay, so they'll be streaming it on there as well. But before we get into the one that's coming up this Saturday, just without Googling, can anyone tell me what the main event of the last Saturday night's main event, which was on July 28th, 2008, was?
No.
Brian?
He's busy typing very quietly, so you can't accuse him of Googling.
Okay, so because he's not giving an answer.
I think he fell asleep.
It was Edge versus Jeff Hardy.
No, it, for some reason, the call cut out on me. My bad.
Yeah, it was Edge versus Jeff Hardy as the main event of the last Saturday night's main event.
Oh, Jesus.
This year, the main event's Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens for the Undisputed WWE Championship. Let's talk about that match first. They've been building heavily to this one.
It's going to be enjoyable.
Angry Kevin is best Kevin.
And this is going to be a PLE-level main event. They're not going to hold back for this one.
Well, they're building this entire card as a PLE, essentially.
Yeah.
You have your inaugural Women's United States Championship match. You have your Women's World Championship match. And you have the World Heavyweight and Undisputed title match. You have four title matches on there. I think that's pretty much a PLE that they're running with.
Pretty much. But Rock wanted us to talk about Cody Kevin.
Oh, like I said, Angry Kevin, best Kevin. And the best part about all of this, Kevin Owens going heel, you can't blame him for his reasoning.
Well, everything that's been built.
Well, no, everything that's been built for this, he has a point. He fought Roman Reigns for 2 years, if not longer. In fact, they were fighting during COVID. He's been fighting, you know, the Bloodline for 3.5-4 years. And then after WrestleMania, when Cody won the belt from Roman and Kevin was out there to help celebrate. What is Cody? What's one of the first things Cody ends up doing in the long run? Teaming with the man who brought all of this pain and misery upon everybody. So Kevin kind of has a point of like, what the fuck?
Well, no, I'm not disputing that. Like, from his point of view, he feels justified. Damn it. You know, I'm not saying from his point of view, his justification is out there. You know, like, again, from his point of view, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But overall, yeah, you know, we're going to see an unhinged KO. Well, absolutely.
And the best part about the build for all of this is the fact that the first time we saw Kevin Owens face Cody Rhodes, he'd even say it. He was fighting with handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cody was his friend. He didn't want to do the things that was ultimately going to take. He didn't want to go after Cody's knee. It took Cody slapping him for him to finally go for it. But even still, it was just one shot. It wasn't all of, you know, what he could do. This past week on SmackDown is exactly what Kevin Owens would truly do, which is Cody's ankle was busted up throughout an entire match. So what's the first thing he does? Target the ankle. The exposed ankle of Cody Rhodes. It's like, yeah, no, you wanted this, Cody. You asked for all of this. You're going to get it. And now, you know, gloves are off, tape is on, let's go. I'm going to beat the high holy hell out of you because it's what you asked for.
Is there a chance that KO walks out with the gold?
Yeah, I think so.
There's always that chance, but at the end of the day, I'm going to stick with I don't think that's going to happen. Cody retains.
I think you could have Cody drop the belt here and not hurt anything, because if you wanted to, Cody could pick it up at Royal Rumble, which is in, you know, what, the very beginning of February?
There's also another Saturday Night's main event the week before.
There's a Saturday Night's main event. There's the Elimination Chamber. There's all Raw, of that leading before there's, Mania.
There's Raw on Netflix. There's
right. So there's ways in which Cody can drop the belt. He's still going to be a draw no matter what. He's still going to be the top person. But if Kevin gets that belt off of him for just a little bit, I don't know if Cody needs to roll into Mania having held the belt for an entire year. So in that case, I give Kevin a really good chance of walking out of this, because it also reaffirms the fact of Kevin's willing to do what it takes.
So are you going to pick Kevin to win, or are you just going to say there's a...
Oh, no, I'm full out picking him. Because, like I said, I think this is going to help Kevin more than anything. And two, there's nothing wrong with Cody chasing a little bit before we get to WrestleMania. Because we also don't know what the plans are if Dwayne will show up or not.
There's a lot of rumors that he might not.
Yeah, there could be. And it's like, okay, then what's the plan B? Because you got to have something for Cody at Mania. And I don't think it's going to be Cody versus Roman.
It could be, so yeah, the guy you can't see, though. Who knows?
Could be. There's a lot of things going there. But yeah, I'm going to go the prize fighter.
And Tim's going Cody.
Cody.
Before we continue on Saturday Night's main event, just want to put this out there. Former New York Yankee has signed with the New York Mets. Juan Soto.
Once Soto officially signed?
15 years, $765 million.
Was any of it deferred, or is that only the Dodgers?
Only the Dodgers.
Did you hear how much they have deferred?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Over $1 billion in deferred salary.
15-year contract. That's...
He won't be there the entire 15 years, though.
No.
He'll get traded after, like, six.
When did that news come down?
Just now.
13 minutes ago.
Like, okay, within the last 13. 20.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is, Rock, what starts tomorrow?
I guess free agency starts tomorrow.
No, winter meetings.
Oh, yeah.
The winter meetings, and everyone said this was probably going to drop right before the winter meeting started, so it makes sense it came out Sunday night.
$51 million a year on average.
And yet the Mets will still only be in second place in the East.
pretty much. Also on Saturday night's main event, the United States Women's Championship will be decided. The final four women, Bayley, will take on Chelsea Green. And Meechan will take on Tiffany Stratton this week on SmackDown, with the winners fighting on Saturday night's main event. Out of those four women, who do you think walks out as the Women's United States Champion?
Okay, so the semifinals is Bayley versus
Chelsea.
And on the other side?
Meechan versus Tiffany Stratton.
Meechan versus Chelsea is what the match is going to be.
Okay, and who wins?
I'm going to pick Meechan.
Any particular reason why?
Because Chelsea Green is too usable without the title, for one. Without a title.
Mm-hmm.
Too much versatility there. And because, just because.
Okay. Brent.
Because Meechan.
All right, Brent. Who wins which? Both matches, and who gets to the final? Who wins the belt?
I want to see. My problem is, I think if you're going to go the United States Championship, who I want it to be and who I think it's going to be are two different options. Who I want it to be, what I would love to see is Chelsea beat Bayley in some fashion. Hook, crook, whatever.
Let the good times roll.
Barisa Babe just subscribed for 36 months. What do snowmen call their kids? Children.
Thank you for 36 months. All right, continue.
I think I would love to see Chelsea win by hook or by crook, or, you know, get the win over Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
Tim brought up last week before, when it came time for having like a secondary title like this, he would want someone that would quote unquote add prestige to it, at least inaugurally. If you gave that to Bayley, that could be the way. On the other side of that match, Tiffany's got something much bigger than the United States Championship. And I don't think putting the U.S. title on her and having the money in the bank on her as well is necessarily a good thing, because she's going to have one belt. You don't want her to cash in and become a champ, because then what's the purpose of having two belts? And you also don't want her to be like, okay, well, I've got this title. I'm going to have to cast off this United States Championship because it's not the World Championship. That would send a really bad message. So in that respect, I would say Meechan would win, or Tiffany would make it to the finals and lose, but I don't know if you want to do that with her having money in the bank. So I think you have her either get screwed out of her match with Meechan or something, but she's still lingering with money in the bank out there. So I would say Chelsea Meechan is my preferred, and your winner and new United States champion, because it would be fucking funny to have her with that belt, and I know she would just run with it, Chelsea Green.
Chelsea would be funny to have it.
She would own the shit out of that.
Yeah, she would.
And Tim, who was your pick? Meechan?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. The other women's match on the show is for the Women's World Championship. It is Liv Morgan defending against Io Sky.
I'm looking forward to this match. I think we're going to be in for a treat.
Io's been on a roll.
The one thing that Io has going for her is the fans are behind her. She comes out and they pop. And she's gotten wins over the champion.
She has. Champ's been on a losing streak.
She has, and when she has, and her biggest thing is, she has Raquel. So, I thought it was funny, I think it was at the post-match press conference for War Games, they were asking Io about, like, you know, oh, you've got a match coming up with Liv Morgan, you're the number one champion. Liv's got Judgment Day, what are you gonna do? And Io just kind of like looked at the reporter and was like, I've got people. I was part of a group. Don't you remember? I thought that was good. She's just like, I have a team? But it was like, yeah, no, I know that she doesn't come out alone. I'm going to have to deal with that. But it was just really funny to see that kind of happen.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a member of Damage Control. Like, yeah. Everyone knows this, except apparently that reporter who was unaware that she has, you know.
They did not have the best questions for the Women's War Games team, let me just say, in that presser.
No, they kind of didn't.
Not really.
But do we see a new champion being crowned?
I'm going to say no, because why? Raquel.
You think so?
Yeah.
Also, before Brent goes, mm-hmm. That's not the right one. All right, continue. I always thought that was the clip. Apparently, because I was one reposted a bunch. Wrong clip. Continue on, Brent.
So, my question is going to be the following in terms of this entire thing. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to. Aside from the internet stans who just fawn over Liv Morgan because she's a cute blonde, what has Liv really done with the title? Her as a character, as a heel, fine. But her as a champion, what has she done?
The belt has elevated her as a character, not hold more so with the title. Like, the title is secondary, but it's also elevated her at the same time.
So if you wanted to extend, let's say, the Rhea-Liv feud a bit, if the belt wasn't on it, would it take anything away from that feud? We saw Rhea pin her at War Games.
But it, okay.
And I know, know Rhea can at any point challenge for the title because it's Rhea Ripley. She's kind of in that Becky Lynch level of like, if she goes, I want to go for the title, everyone just goes, okay.
But here's the thing.
That's legit.
Here's the thing. She has made it known that she
wants
the belt.
In this situation, I think if you wanted to, you could change the title here.
You could. But she's also made it known that she wants the belt.
Because if you wanted, especially if you did want to do something with Rhea, have her screw Liv out of the title. Have Raquel out there. Have Rhea come out. Provide a distraction. Io gets the win over Liv. And now Liv is furious because Rhea got one up on her. After this whole Liv Morgan revenge tour, she's lost the thing that mattered most to her about all of it. I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm just going to go for it because I think that would be fun.
There you go. Yeah, I think you're going to be wrong.
And I mean, I don't have money on it, so it's fine. Yeah, I'll go wrong because it's a better story.
Yeah, I try not to gamble with real money.
But I think also if you put the belt on Io right now, you're capitalizing on the fact that people, you know, are behind her.
That doesn't always matter.
Oh, I know it doesn't matter, but...
And you have to factor in that some wrestlers are better chasing that belt for a little while, so... But I'm sticking with Liv retaining, and we'll find out next Saturday.
Okay.
And then the World Heavyweight title's on the line, Gunther versus Finn Balor.
Oh, Finn's gonna die. Let's just call it right now. Finn Balor is going to die.
Ah, but at whose hands?
Oh, yeah. No. There's going to be a very mad Puerto Rican who comes out and screws him, because that's just the way this is going. And it'll be, you took away my chance at the title, I'm going to do the exact same to you.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, Gunther's going to turn him into 14 shades of purple.
Yeah, you say that, but keep in mind that Finn was the inaugural champion of one of the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Facing Seth, he'll hold his own against Gunther, and they're going to put on a fantastic match, and it's going to be interference-free for a good 15, 20 minutes. Easy. And we're going to see a lot of back and forth, and that whole thing where Gunther is starting to show respect to his opponents that put up a good fight will, show up midway through the match a little bit.
See, in this match, I don't see that much happening with that in terms of respect, because I don't see Gunther, I don't see the match going 15 minutes without interference. I see JD and or Dom trying to stick their nose into it, and
that'll bring out Kaiser.
That can bring out Kaiser to run them off, and then we get Damian coming in towards the end. But I can also see the fact of, like you said, when he's battling people, he'll respect them if they go toe-to-toe. If you've got Dom and or JD out there, and they're sticking their nose in, that's not respecting the mat, and Gunther will beat that into Finn. Now, will Finn fight back? Absolutely. But I see it more along the lines of, like, Finn is going to use Judgment Day, and Gunther is going to make him pay for using Judgment Day.
Watch them have a backstage segment where Finn tells him, stay in the back, I want to do this on my own.
Oh, he could. That could absolutely happen, but I see
them ignoring him like he ignored Damien. Yep.
And I mean, like I said, Finn may turn about 14 shades of purple. The other guys may do it as well if they decide to interfere, because Gunther will not hesitate, as we saw. If you stick your nose in his match, he will put a size whatever boot right upside your head.
Yeah.
I think Finn is still tasting the shoelace.
So at the end of the day, who wins and how?
Oh, Gunther is going to walk out the champion, and he'll either do it via the sleeper hold, or he will just power bomb him, fold him up like a origami pretzel, and that's the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gunther retains thanks to Damian coming out and doing something to pin. And it doesn't matter what Gunther does to wind up with the pinfall, he's going to get the pinfall. Thanks to Damian Priest.
The best part would be if Damian doesn't even lay a finger on Finn.
Just distract him?
Just distract. Just be out there and be like, hey, like, it's your turn. And Finn turns around and gets a boot to the face. It's nothing that Damian did exactly, and in a way, that's even more embarrassing, because at least Finn had to interject himself physically in the match. Mm-hmm. If Damian just has to come out and distract Finn, and that's enough to get him to lose his shot, then it was all Finn's fault. Even though Damian was out there, it could have been, I didn't do anything, I just stood here. That was all you. And it would make him even more frustrated, I think.
Mm. It's possible. Is it probable? Who knows? We're going to have to wait and find out.
We'll find out in 6 days.
I think we will.
We indeed will. That's Saturday night's main event. They'll talk about it next Sunday on this show. It's a 2-hour event on NBC.
Yeah.
And Peacock.
And Peacock. But that's our show.
That's it for tonight. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our little back and forth that we had tonight. Tomorrow, things kick off all over again with the Raw Post Show.
It is indeed the Raw Post Show, live at 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk more about Saturday night's main event and give our thoughts at 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. We're going to finish the debate from last night, since the internet went out when we were midway through, so we're going to finish the debate about the greatest video game weapon of all time this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on CB Radio. We'll be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio as we talk Saturday night's main event and all the fallout. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use carrier code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. When you buy your Fortnite crew, all your battle passes, all your Spoodermans and more, because hashtag Epic Partner. Tim's on socials.
I am. You can follow me at Flame Swarms. I talk sports and a whole bunch of other stuff and crack the odd dad joke. And they're classic dad jokes. They're like premium. And you get all of that for free just by following me at Flame Swarms.
Brent on socials.
Yep, you can find me on a variety of social media, on X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky. You can find me either at KaneKittens or Kane.Kittens. I'm one of those on those platforms. You can find me.
There you go. Tim, send us home.
Yeah, that's it, everybody. Hope, like you said, hope you all enjoyed the webcast tonight. Hope you have a good week. I hope that your week coming up is fantastic. And doesn't cost you as much as it cost me last week. Cost me, had to get clutch work done on my truck, $1,060. Yay! Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.